Hello, respected viewers. It's George from Ireland. Here I am in Cheltenham, United Kingdom, and behind me is the birthplace of Gustav Holst, the renowned composer. So Holst was born in this house in 1874 in a medium-sized town in Gloucestershire. So that's the southwest of England, into a middle-class family. His father was a music teacher, as was his grandfather. His grandfather had been born in Latvia, then part of the Russian Empire, immigrated to the United Kingdom in the mid 19th century, lived in London, and eventually the family migrated west to here. And he was a plain British on his mother's side, more particularly English. But the Holsts, they'd actually come from Sweden several generations earlier to Latvia. Anyway, so he went to a school locally, not the more renowned ones like Cheltenham College or Dean Close, and then went to the Royal College of Music in London to pursue studying musicology, various instruments, composition, being a conductor, and then he was a music teacher. So he taught at St. Paul's Girls' School, one of the most prominent schools for girls in the United Kingdom at the time, which had only just been founded there. It's on Brook Green, Hammersmith. He's so famous there, there's actually a blue plaque to him outside the school. So you see the size of the house and the other ones around it, okay? So it might seem fairly modest, but you've got to remember what terrible shacks people were living in at the time. So they had some moderate prosperity, the Holst household. So the Royal College of Music was the place to study. I'm not sure you actually do music as such in Oxford or Cambridge in those days. And then there's the Royal Academy of Music, which was different. And I've got it right, the Royal College of Music is the one which is right beside Royal Albert Hall. It was the Royal College of Music is the one to the north. Academy and College. People always get them mixed up. Royal Academy of Music, Royal College of Music, but both in London. So he composed the Planets Suite, and that's really what made his name, Mars and Jupiter and various ones. And the one for Jupiter, that was used for I Vow to Leave My Country by Cecil Spring Rice. Cecil Spring Rice, a famous British diplomat from Ireland, who'd been the United Kingdom's ambassador to the United States in the First World War. He was an Etonian, an upper-class Irishman. Then actually Spring Rice was actually born in Ireland. I read he was somehow distant related to Dick Spring, who was our Taoiseach 1993 to 97 as our Deputy Prime Minister in the Republic of Ireland. Spring Rice wrote the hymn, and his role was actually pivotal in the First World War, persuading the United States to be helpful to the Allies even before they proclaimed war on Germany. And then when the war happened, to try and give as much as possible in Europe, not to sort of sit back and let the European allies bear the brunt of the casualties. And then he died largely of exhaustion in 1918, shortly before the end of the war. Largely a broken man, has more or less helped to bring victory, but what a personal price. It was obviously very stressful for him, doing everything he could to beg or pressure the Americans without offending them. Anyway, so back to Holst, and then he lived in Barnes in London, just south of the River Thames, so not too far from Hammersmith, where he taught. And you should see his house. It's a very fine house, would cost a bomb these days. You think, wow, a pedagogue could afford to live there in those days. But he also made a lot of money from composition. And during the First World War, Holst came under suspicion. People say, isn't that a rather Germanic name? And there was a Germanophobia. But he had to convince people that actually it was a Swedish name in origin and not a German one, which is true. So here we are. Anyway, it's open to the public, and it's just a fine example of a middle-class Victorian house, apart from anything else. So he lived on until 1934, so dying at the age of 60. I'm not sure if he was married, but he was sort of world-renowned by then. His music was particularly appreciated in the United States. And look, opened by the Duke of Beaufort in 1975. The Duke of Beaufort being one of the local grandees, so there's the Beaufort Hunt, as people would ride to the hounds around there. So that is in the fair town of Cheltenham, which has got so much going for it: a jazz festival, a literary festival, a science festival, fantastic comedy clubs like Comedia, a few theatres. Comedia's in Bath, what I'm talking about. But anyway, it's got a great literary life. Parks is very broad. This Garden of England, very broad tree-lined avenues, and fine-looking later Victorian architecture. So it's just leisured and laid back, tranquil, without being sleepy. So anyway, pay a visit to his house when it's open, but rather limited hours. And yes, there is a small fee to pay if you go in. Okay, goodbye then.